Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Five, 5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we've got DK. Welcome, DK.
Hola, Nate.
Wow.
You know what's weird is, like,
you're the whitest hola I've ever seen.
We've been together now for, like, you know, a month now doing podcasts. And now we're actually in the same building, like three offices down, and we're remote. Awesome.
Okay, hold on. For people out there, when he says we've been together, it means we're back in the office together again.
In the same location.
In the same location.
Be
very careful with that.
Because we've been in multiple locations over the last few months, broadcasting from different locations. Well, he and I were in different locations. So, anyways.
Okay.
Well,
Let's let's introduce. We have our guest today. Yeah. It is Nick Sarasosimo.
There you go. Perfect, Nate. You got it.
From Sarasosimo. Sarasosimo.
Sarasosimo.
We went through this.
We did. And I told you I was going to get it wrong. And Nick is from the Boone Group. So welcome, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having us, Nate, DK. And I feel like, you know, we've been friends for almost a year now. So, great. I'm glad we're all together, you know?
That's right. We're together.
Hey, so Nick, where are you physically? Where are you physically?
Physically, I'm in Austin, Texas. So, I'm down here in the great state of Texas, burning up, overheating. But yeah, so Boone Group, we're headquartered down here in Austin, and we've been here since 1982, since inception. So
before it became cool to be in Austin, then, right?
That's right. Yeah. So as I would say to others, I'm one of the few left that's actually still here in this great city. So everybody's from somewhere else. So
that's how Colorado Springs is. We're all Ferners. Yeah. Hey, so I did want to talk before you get into the Boone Group. You know, Austin has just been exploding. It's kind of becoming not a Silicon Valley, but kind of a tech hub. You know, South by Southwest is out there now every year, and you guys are kind of becoming the startup, I guess, hub for different things, including U.S. government Department of Defense work. The Army's got their Teachers Command down there. Yeah. What's it like? What's happening from your purview, the scene in Austin there?
Yeah, so to your point, Silicon Valley, I think they call us the Silicon Hills, right? Because we have the big hill country out west here. But yeah, a lot of tech. You know, Elon Musk doesn't move his quarters, headquarters here for Tesla. SpaceX is not too far down the road, about 4 hours down on the beach. And then, Facebook, Oracle. I drive by the HQ2 for Apple. Almost every day. So, I mean, the influx of people, it's crazy. I think they said like 150, 200 people a day moving to Austin. It's grown.
Why,
it's been
though?
Trying to keep up with the infrastructure, the roads. We don't have a loop here, so a lot of traffic. It's grown. It's crazy. It's good. The economy's good here. We're folks that are from Austin. We're like, come on, bring it on. So
So is there why Austin though? Why, I mean, I've always wondered that. Why pick Austin? I don't know. What does Austin have that no other place, for example, in Texas? I mean, Houston, whatever, and Dallas. I mean,
you got Houston, right? One of the biggest ports in the country, you know, oil and gas. So that's kind of their thing. Dallas, you know, Fort Worth. I don't really know what their big industries are up there besides like cattle and ranching and stuff like that. And then, you know, football, Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Wish they were better. but
did you say Elon Musk is near the beach? Are you guys are inland a ways, right?
We are. Yeah. So SpaceX, right? So he does SpaceX too. So he moved that down to like Padre Island, which is about 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His launch facilities.
That's right. Yeah. But Austin, you know, with the hill country, the various lakes that we have here, I think the, you know, keep Austin weird, the vibe that they try to, you know, uphold here, it's attractive to folks. And so there's a lot of, you know, maybe what was California, New York, Chicago, whatever, is here. And so hopefully, you know, that doesn't change into, you know, what others have become. So
well, it will, because that's what happened to Colorado Springs.
That's right. Yeah, that's what we're worried about. Yeah.
Unfortunately, right, so I don't like where I'm going to live, so I'm going to move to a new location and do everything identical that I did last place.
Right.
Exactly right.
Let's talk about the Boone Group. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Yeah, so Boone Group, we're a third-party administrator, right, for employee benefits. And our main focus is federal government contractors. So back in 1982, the founder, Sterling Boone, he actually lived out in San Diego. He's an Austin native as well. But he lived out in San Diego in the early 80s when the construction boom was big, right? And so he was selling employee benefits, life insurance policies, all that stuff. And then he kind of found the niche of federal government contracting in that the Service Contract Act and Davis-Bacon prevailing wage, right? These employees get a base wage, but they also get what we call a health and welfare or a fringe rate on top of that to spend on benefits. And so that's kind of how the Boone Group came into what it is. And so we have proprietary solutions and benefit offerings, administrative services that we've designed to utilize that health and welfare, that fringe, in a more cost-effective way for the contractor, the employer. While administering benefits, paying claims, answering phones, all that stuff. So that's kind of Boone Group in a nutshell, what we do. So
hold on. So the third party administrator of benefits, is that, do you support directly like the small business, or do you go to like the big boys, Lockheed Martin, and say, hey, I want you to buy United Healthcare through us? How does that work?
Yeah, good question. So, the Lockheed Martins, Northrop Grumman's, the Raytheon's, right? Those are the big players. But, you know, our focus is really into the mid-market. So, say 75 to 500, 1,000 life companies, federal contractors. So, we have carrier partners, right? Aetna, Transamerica, Aflac, you name it, a lot, that we've designed these solutions on a true hourly basis. To fit that hourly spend for the contractor. And then we do all the administration behind that. So that's kind of the niche that we're in. Because you go okay. to like, yeah, go ahead.
So is that more of the blue collar then? Are they all hourly wage? Is that what you mean by that?
Blue, gray, right? So, okay. You know, our main focus is, you know, construction, right? So Davis-Bacon prevailing wage. And okay. then you got like IT staffing, you've got janitorial, landscaping, you know, call centers, so student billing, things like that. All, you know, basically any private company that gets a federal contract from the federal government to do a job that has a health and welfare rate on top of their base wage. That's our target market.
And so where's your kind of biggest challenge these days? Where are the companies for you, I guess? And then on the flip side for companies, kind of what are they struggling with?
So I think our biggest challenge is the trend in healthcare, right? compared to what these employers have to spend for their employees on benefits, what the federal government gives them, allots them to spend. And so, you know, that's kind of our...
That's different by every state, right? So every state's also different with regards to benefits, or is it kind of more common across?
It's across the board, right? So we have clients that have employees in all 50 states, right?
Right.
And so as far as insurance carriers go, some states have different laws, like Colorado's 100-plus state in the major medical world. So you have to have 100 employees compared to like Affordable Care Act, where 50 employees you have to offer benefits. Well, Colorado, you have to have 100 employees, similar to New York and California. So
I didn't know.
It does vary by state, but it's pretty stagnant across the board as far as our clients go and the folks that we're out there targeting to help.
And what are some of the issues that the big challenges for the companies? Is it finding folks like you to provide them the services? It seems like there are vendors out there that do what you guys are doing. And then how do you navigate that market? And then if I'm a small guy, how do I know where to turn, where to go? Does somebody promote for you, or how does that work?
So we're in various trade shows across the country, right? So we're in, the 8A small business stuff. We're in the service disabled veteran owned, committees, contracting Navy summit. So we're kind of all over. And we attend these trade shows, often. I mean, so one of us is at a trade show, every other week, somewhere around the country. So that's really how we get our name out there. Like I said, there's only a few players, to your point, but there's only a few players that do what we do that's out there. And I think the challenge is for, say, the small, business owner that is starting a company and they are bidding on these contracts is the compliance part, right? And so being able to remain in compliance, because there's a lot of compliance just being a regular commercial employer. But now that you're getting money from the federal government to do a job that are federal dollars, the eyes are even more on you now because it's federal money. So making sure that they remain in compliance, having that level of expertise that we provide with our legal team here in-house, being able to, support them in maybe a DOL audit or things of that nature, goes a long ways when it comes to, that, mom and pop shop that maybe have 100 employees or 500 employees. They just don't have that internal capabilities to, cross their T's and dot their I's. So that's what people look to us a lot about, and our proprietary solutions and benefits kind of gets them onto that track to that compliance.
And did you say you guys do benefits as well as like HR support? What are the services you guys offer?
Yeah, so we provide benefits. We also have a registered investment advisor here in house. So we do a lot of retirement plans, right? And then along with the benefit packages, really, because that can be really cumbersome. So doing the fringe tracking, the fringe accounting, making sure the dollars are, going into trust and that they're tracking it correctly, paying said vendors, all that stuff. We can kind of consolidate everything for one, so that HR at the company or the business owners, right, they can go focus on that employer-employee relationship. In that way, they don't have to deal with the day-to-day headache that comes along with these contracts.
Did you say you guys can pay vendors, help pay vendors as well?
That's right. Yep. So we have another arm outside of our proprietary benefits that we have. We pay claims on, answer phones. We have our own call center here at Boone. But we also can do administrative services only. So let's say you're a company in Colorado Springs, right? And you love Kaiser. Kaiser is the carrier of choice, and it's real strong in that area. And you don't want to change anything, but you're really having a hard time consolidating your billing and, having the fringe applied to multiple, lines of benefits. So major medical, dental, vision, retirement contributions, all this stuff. We can consolidate everything, create a single pay point for the contractor, and then report back to them on where those dollars are going. So we have file feeds, EDI feeds, all that with all the carriers across the country to help really streamline these companies' approach when it comes to
So you offer a pool of benefits, not just, hey, here's the one path. Here's, you have multiple vendors, multiple paths that folks can take. And so the key is that they really need to get with you so you can understand their model or kind of where they want to go. And then you can offer them a multiple packages depending on what they want to do.
That's right. Yeah. So it's not kind of like a one size fits all. Once it's all set up, it is turnkey. But we go in and we tailor to meet the needs of the employer, but also the employees, make sure they have the benefits that they need for them and their families. We also, so since we are a TPA and we're a wholesaler, it's good for me to throw out that we work with brokers across the country. So brokers are out there, right? They have clients, they have the relationships with the CEOs and the CFOs and the HR people of these companies. And they might have a benefit in place today, but maybe they're looking for something to mitigate costs. And so they call the Boone Group to put in a solution for us that keeps it within what the government's given the company to spend on benefits. So we are, we're broker agnostic. So we work with everybody and their clients. So we have solutions and we, you know, sell it to them to implement to their clients.
Well, very interesting. So it sounds like you guys can do the whole, can you do the everything? Could you act as an HR section for a company, or do you guys only do the benefits and stuff like that?
Yeah, we only do the benefits. So like we don't do payroll or anything like that, but we, you know, if they have a payroll vendor and we need to connect with their payroll feeds and all that, we have that capability, but we're not a payroll company. We're not HR. Right. We're not doing hiring and firing or anything like that. So we're just a benefit outfit as well as administrative services.
Okay. Well, hey, Dennis, I've got some more questions to ask, but I want to wait till we come back from a quick break. And as soon as we get back, we'll ask some more great questions for Nick. So we'll be right back.
Business owners, looking for out-of-the-box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit 5star.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5star.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Sweet Smallest Guys podcast. This week, we've got DK in the office. Welcome back, DK.
Thanks, Nate.
And we have Nick Sarasosimo.
There you go. You got it.
Is that
it.
Right? Yeah. I got it. Ha ha. It's Italian. I knew it. Welcome back, Nick.
Hey, thanks. Happy to be here.
I would just go remind with Nikki. Hey, for a time, you just go with Nikki C. Yo, Nikki C.
Hey, I actually get that a lot. Nikki C is a big one. Yeah.
You go, see?
You wear a leather jacket in the office, too?
I was born in Jersey. I know the deal. All the Italians. Yo, Nikki C. Yo.
That's right. There you go.
How many people can we upset in one episode?
You talk to my cousin again? I'll kill you.
Hey,
or you can go with the guys. You know, my cousin Nikki, my sister Nikki, my other cousin Nikki.
I am not associated with this man in any way, form, or fashion, so.
We have to start putting little disclaimers at the bottom now. All right, Boone Group.
So, yes, Boone Nick, Group. The Boone Group. I have a quick question. Before winter break, you had talked about Davis Bacon. We have lots and lots of listeners on the podcast that may be just getting started as our company. Can you explain to people what Davis Bacon Act is?
Yep, Davis Bacon Act is an act that was passed back in 1930s. I think 35, maybe 1932, for construction companies. Davis-Bacon Act is an act that subjects federal contracts, construction contracts, to a prevailing wage, right? So they have a wage determination that they pay on the base wage, but then they also have a prevailing wage on top of that that the government gives them for benefits.
You mean not a prevailing wage? It's put so much aside, right, for benefits.
Yeah, that's right. So in prevailing wage, so in the SDA world, it's stagnant, right? It actually just went up last week. It's $4.80, $4.40, depending on the contract. In the Davis-Bacon world, let's just say you're a heavy highwayman or you're a flagger, right, on a heavy highway construction crew. and you're working here in Austin, Texas on I-35. Well, that flagger here in Austin, Texas, he might have a base wage of $25. But his prevailing wage, because where the job prevails, state, city, county, right? That prevailing wage in Austin, where this is a right to work state, is probably 50 cents, right? Let's go to Colorado Springs, right? You got I-25, am I right?
Yep.
I-25, that same flagger, he's got a $25 base wage, but his prevailing wage, because he's in the state of Colorado, maybe some more union presence than other states, some more, they've got these employees' backs a little bit more, go to bat for them. That prevailing wage might be $15 on top of that $25. So depending where the job prevails, depend on the wage determination, as well as that additional fringe rate.
So I guess that's kind of like a COLA, right? In the military world, the cost of living
allowance.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Or increase depending on where you're working or.
Yeah. So like New York State, say you're working on Long Island, that same flagger got a $25 base wage, but he might have a $40.
But that's to cover benefits, right? That's for benefits. Mm-hmm. That's not a cost of living. That dollar value has to go into their benefits, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah, it's not quite the same thing.
You can pay it in cash, right? You can pay it in cash. You can only do one or two things, pay it in cash or put it toward the benefits. And so the flip side for, Nate, to your comment about the guys that are just starting out, starting their own company, looking for some construction contracts, paying those dollars on the paycheck, they're having to pay the FICA, FICA suit of all the statutory payroll taxes, right? And so that their G&A then goes up, workers' comp, all that stuff skyrockets. And so by taking that prevailing wage out, putting it towards benefits, you're saving not only on the payroll taxes, right? But then you're low on workers' comp because your G&A goes down. So that's the advantage of putting it towards a benefit plan instead of maybe paying it in cash.
Okay.
Well, I think it kind of works out. I guess it's that whole route, if you go that route, that works out kind of better for the employee too, because then he has, I mean, you can go shop for benefits like you guys are offering, but that's typically pretty difficult for most folks to find, and then be able to find the offerings that you guys can offer, the variety of offerings.
That's right. So from an employer standpoint, right, it's like recruiting and retaining. So you're giving these guys a benefit maybe that they could have through their employer utilizing the fringe dollars, prevailing wage dollars, instead of maybe going to the exchange on their own and getting a plan that costs $1,500 a month for their family that's straight out of pocket.
Right, yeah. Right. And you give them 401k and the dental.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so if you got, $15 per hour and they're working, 150 hours a month, that's some substantial money that can be divvied up between retirement, major medical.
So is that dollar factored for the prevailing wage thing? Is that factored into, so when I bid on a contract, and like you said, say the hourly wage is $25, and for the additional fees, it's used $15 or whatever. So $40 an hour, that's built into the contract when you're proposing it, right? Because I by law or whatever have to account for that.
So there's different ways of bidding the contract. So there's a term out there called lowest price technically acceptable. So there might be a construction company, right? And five construction companies bidding on one contract. Well, if the lowest price and they're capable and able and they vet them out so you can do the job, we're gonna get the contract, right? And so by having that competitive edge, say your first contract, you don't pay the cash. So you see savings here, right, on the payroll, right? So that gives you the incentive to bid lower on your other contract. Maybe you bid as the fringe, the prevailing wage is not paid in cash, it's paid towards benefits. So that then lowers your whole bid. So there's different ways of doing it. We educate folks on doing that as well from a consultation.
Does Boone Group offer, other than, contacting you guys directly, and we'll get to that in a minute, but do you guys offer like webinars or classes to kind of educate folks on? I know like the Procurement Technical Assistance Center, they do talk about Davis-Bacon Act, But do you guys offer, like, you know, to bring that another step? Like, here's the, all the things we can offer you, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we do webinars all the time. Happy to do that, coordinate, you know, get a group together, folks. The PTACs of the world, we go out there, we you know, schmooze with them and do webinars at some of their, you know, monthly meetings. We also have a website, right? So we have a huge blog that we run with all the up-to-date information, the new infrastructure bill that was passed just shortly ago, what that means for construction companies in the government contracting world. You know, infrastructure bill, and now it's wind and energy. It's all other kinds of stuff. So
it's all related, right? That's I need to find the numbers. I've been curious about that. Construction contracts versus just like developmental, you know, R&D versus, you know, advisory and assistance contracts. I would suggest that construction contracts make up a huge amount of the overall government spending.
That's right.
I don't know what the number, do you know the number at all?
Construction, but then also like Department of Defense, right? So that's big, and that would be more on the SCA side. So, yeah.
So Nick, how'd you get into this business? What's your kind of background? You know, I always wonder how people, like, you know, I was talking to a guy the other day. He worked for Northwest Mutual doing insurance, and now he's working for a government contractor doing business development. But how did you get to where you are today? What drew you to?
Yeah, well, I definitely didn't graduate college thinking I was going to become a benefit consultant, right? So, yeah, long story
That's
short.
That's every little boy's dream.
I really like my job. So,
Well, no, and people don't know what these jobs are. It's like proposal management, right? No one ever teaches you proposals. That's not even like.
That's right. So, when I was in college, I was actually a caddy at one of the big clubs here in town. So I was a golf caddy, and the owner of the Boone Group, the founder, became very fond of him. I think he became fond of me, and I was getting ready to graduate, and coming out of winters. It was like March or something like that, and he's like, "Nick, what are you doing these days?" I'm like, "Well, getting ready to get my diploma." And he's like, "What are you going to do?" And I was like, "Well, I'm going to go find a job. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my resume together. I'm going to go find a job." He's like, "You want to sell
insurance?" What was your degree in?
Business marketing.
Okay.
So
kind of salesy, right? And so I was like, he was like, "What do you think about the insurance industry?" I was like, "Sure. Job's a job, right?" And so he's like, "Come to the office the next day." So I came to the office, and he actually got me in touch with a guy out of Des Moines, Iowa. And so I worked for him for a little bit, being a broker, producer, doing self-funding, reference-based pricing stuff. And then I worked for that guy for about 10 months, almost 2 years. And then he said, "You got enough experience?" And I said, "I think so. I'm pretty, you know, I'm getting this down." He goes, "All right, well, you're going to come work for me now." And so I've been at Boone ever since. So I'm going on my 6 year here.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you've had a mentor, basically, who kind of.
He has been my mentor. Yeah. Yeah. So
That's a cool story.
Very kind. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do companies get a hold of you if they are looking for benefits packages and sort of talk to you guys about how to move forward? How do they get a hold of Boone Group and or you?
Yeah, so go to theboongroup.com. We have an inquiry page on there. If not, call my cell phone, 512-618-5072. That's my line.
That's fast. You got to go slower.
512-618-5072.
Make sure people get it. I know I get that on the phone a lot. People like blast it out. I'm like, "Oh, crap," and I got to try to write it.
No, all good. Yeah. So boongroup.com or, you can call me on my cell. So we actually have, seven to eight reps across the country from LA to, Maryland, that do like my counterparts, right? So we're broken up in regions. But yeah, you can get a hold of me on my cell. And if you're in a different part of the country, I can get you in contact with our person in that region.
Okay. Well, Nick, hey, this has been very educational. I you know, every time Nate and I do these, I undoubtedly learn something in every discussion with folks, just the different businesses and how people came to be where they're at and kind of the different offerings companies have. It's the ecosystem out there is what Nate and I like to call it, and been called, it is very interesting, and it does feed on each other, right? I mean, it really does. And there's all these parts and pieces that we don't always think about, and we get this idea, oh, we want to start a company, or oh, we want to do this. But there's a lot of stuff that goes into that, and we don't really kind of walk the dog or know where to go. And so one of the nice things about the Smalls and some of these other organizations out there is we can help small companies or individuals make those connections and move forward in their businesses and in their lives, but really get their businesses moving. So I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate what Boone Group does, and that you came on today. Thank you for your time.
No, very absolutely. So. Thank you guys for having me. It was a lot of fun. You guys are great. So,
We're unique, put it that way.
And if you're out here, ever out here in the Springs, give us a shout, and we can go play some golf or something. Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
With the Unreal. I don't know when we're going to be in Austin. I keep on thinking Nate and I need to go to South by Southwest one of these days, make a road trip down there. So.
Well, Elon's due to give me a call again one of these days and give me a tour of the Gigafactory. And, I'm just waiting for that phone call. I'm sure he'll be calling soon. So,
well, I would say don't come down here right now because it is hot.
Elon, if you're listening and you want us to come down and interview on the podcast, we'll bring all of our gear down. We'll pay out of our pockets to come down. Just let you know.
Yeah, we don't. Nate and I tend to not go to the southeast in the winter, in the summer if we can help it. But we still end up going. Meetings and conferences, but hopefully we can meet up again, Nick, in real person, and that'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I get up to Colorado a couple times a year, if not three or four, so I'm probably due, so I'll keep you guys in the loop, and hopefully we can get together.
Okay, excellent. Great. Well, yeah, one of our events.
Yes, and appreciate you coming on, Nick, and this is just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.